I see you at a party. A moping mess of a man, really. You've just been dumped, so I know you're in pain. I've seen you around a lot. Studied you. Looked on you with lust and want. Knowing that I had to bide my time if I was ever going to get to fuck you. You've been such a part of my fantasies lately that seeing you here like this brings back all the long nights I spent teasing myself just thinking about all the things I wanted to do to you. And now is my chance. I stalked your social media page, and I figured out when I should strike, when you will be easy prey to catch, predictable, seducible, open to suggestion. Because at this point, I know that I can make you want what I need. I can make you want to take solace in my flesh, in my warm, accepting arms. Yes. I think I'll let you drink a little bit, maybe even encourage it, just so that I know you'll be receptive to my subtle charms. I'm going to give you just enough information, some little hints to start drawing you into me, and you won't be able to help yourself. I'm sure of it. I let you think you're taking advantage of me, that this sweet, caring girl is falling under your spell, and that your story of woe is wooing me into your arms. I'll help you feel safe. Safe so that you can unburden yourself on me. Make me a unsuspecting victim of your drive-by lust. But I'm going into this with open eyes. I know exactly what I am doing. I do. I'll let you drag me into a bedroom or a bathroom or any space, really, where you think we'll have some privacy. And I'll let you try to convince me to do all the things that she never would. But my little secret is, they're all the things I've wanted to do to you this whole time. I'll eagerly suck your cock and make you believe it's part of your plan. I'll listen to you moan. Oh, fuck yeah. I'll listen to you cry out as I perform magic with my tongue and make you feel the warmth of my mouth, my hair across your belly. You'll think you're giving me a rough tumble, but I want you on top of me. Want your hand around my throat as you plunge yourself into me, into my dripping wet cunt, contorting my body into positions you've seen and wanted but never tried before. I've wanted this for so many months, and I'll push you further and further, and let your sorrow guide you to more and more depraved things, rougher things, things that will make my body ache tomorrow. Little secret, I'm directing it all. Every welt, every sore spot is a brilliant improvisation on the canvas that is my body. I'll take every ounce of satisfaction you can give me until I'm finished with you. Then I'll let you come. Only then will I let you come. You're so easy to choreograph. You may even weep her name in my arms before crashing down upon me. Spent, weary. Another conquest in my little red book. I wanted you, and now I've had you. You may sneak out in the middle of the night when the alcohol is worn off. You may be impressed with yourself that you managed to fuck someone like me. You'll feel good about yourself. Maybe even tell yourself that you've still got it. But I know, deep down, you'll call me some lonely night when you feel the need to prove something to yourself again. And I will answer that call, knowing I'll feel fulfilled, and you'll be left feeling empty and spent again. Or you may prove to be a gentleman and spend the night beside me. You'll try to forget her again and again, and in my warm embrace, you'll bury your cock in me and try to use me in ways you think will make you feel better. But they'll all be for my benefit, my pleasure. I know your game. I understand it all too well. And I can make you do things you didn't even know I wanted. I'll make them seem like they're your idea. And I'll love every second of it. Eventually, though, things will end. Well, as they always do. Whether I had you for a night, a week, a whole month, it will end. You can't escape my reach that easily, though. You'll see me again and again and again. Where I once was invisible, now I'll be the only person you'll ever seem to see. It won't be by design, of course. Not really. But each time I'll make you remember everything. And it will be so much more delirious to do when you're with someone new. Because they'll see it on your face. They'll know that there's a connection. They'll ask, and you'll lie. We both know this. Even if you would never be able to admit it to yourself, just knowing that if I asked, if I whispered in your ear all the dirty things I wanted you to do to me, all the ways I wanted you to fuck me, I know I could have you back, that I could write your name in my little red book again. That thought makes me smile. Oh, and it makes me wet too, because deep down, we both know that you'll always be my